In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Tonight we'll talk about how the fear of God can prolong our days. So it's from Proverbs, the fear of the Lord prolong days, but the years of the wicked will be shortened. And the Arabic, مخافة الرب تزيد الأيام أما سنو الأشرار فتقصر. How the fear of God is related to Saint Mary. As all of you know, that Saint Mary was given to the temple early on, when she was a little child. And you can imagine being in the temple with all the priests and all the men, the Jewish people at the time. She was treated, you can imagine, harshly. And she learned early on the fear of the Lord. As a matter of fact, when we read the Holy Gospel, the four Gospels, according to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, not much mentioned about Saint Mary, just a little bit. So she didn't say much, but she was a great saint. She was the mother of our Lord. And when she went to Elizabeth and greeted her, you remember she said, and Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regarded the lowly state of his maid servant. Maid servant, and the angel just told her that she will be the mother of God. But she still considered herself to be the maid servant. And also she said, in Luke chapter 1, and his mercy is on those who fear him. The mercy of God is on the one who fear him. ورحمته إلى جيل الأجيال الذين يتقونه. And also is mentioned in the gospel that Mary kept all the things and ponder them in her heart. So she didn't speak much. And that's how the fear of God makes us not say much. We listen more. And you know, as one of the saints said, that many times I spoke and I regret what I said. But whenever I didn't say anything, I never regretted. كثيرا ما تكلمت وندمت وأما عن سكوتي فلم أندم قط. So we'll try to divide our talk tonight, God willing, to few titles. The first thing is what type of people we are regarding the fear of the Lord. Is the fear only mentioned in the Old Testament and nothing mentioned about it in the New Testament? And the fear of God is for our good, for our good. And what makes us fear the Lord? What are the benefits of fearing the Lord? And we'll focus a little bit on that verse from the proverb, which is the fear of the Lord prolongs days. And then we'll talk about fearing the Lord precede our love to the Lord and continue with it. So the fear and love go together. So first of all, let's talk about the type of people and fearing the Lord. The first type, they love the Lord so much. And because they love the Lord, they don't want to upset him. So they do everything according to his commandments and according to the Bible, because they love him so much. This is the perfect love. And not many people are there. As a matter of fact, we get there after many, many years of spiritual life. So our goal is to get to that point that because we love the Lord so much, then we don't want to do anything to upset the Lord. That's the ideal state. It's like you love your mother or your father, and you don't want to do anything to upset them. That's perfect. Same thing applied to the Lord. The other group, they love the Lord from their heart, but their actions don't show that. And there is a proverb, Solomon said in the Song of Songs, set me as a seal, you know, a seal, khatam or khitm, upon your heart and as a seal upon your arm, for love is as strong as death. So you really love the Lord in the heart, but what about your hand? Do your hand do what shows the love of the Lord? To give you an example, let's remember about St. Peter. You know, St. Peter lived with Christ more than 3 years, and he loved the Lord so much. But then, when he was brought to the time when they took Christ to crucify him and for sufferings, he denied him 3 times, because he was afraid of the people. So do you, Peter, fear people more than you fear the Lord? He loved him. As a matter of fact, when Christ came, you know, after he was resurrected from the dead, and then asked Peter 3 times, do you love him? And then finally he told him, yes, Lord, you know I love you. So there is no question that Peter loved the Lord. But he was afraid of people more than he was fearing his Lord. After that, you know, he became a great saint and performed so many miracles and even died on the cross. But at certain point, he was afraid from the people. So this is a stage. Do we really love the Lord just from our heart, but our actions don't show that love? We need to ask ourselves. And if we do love him so much from our heart, let us ask him to make us also love him in deed and in action. And there is another group, they misunderstand the fear and the love. They think that, oh, God is so kind, so merciful, so gracious, so forgiven, and all of this is true. It's very true. But because of that, then they don't fear the Lord. They say, oh, he will forgive us. We just do whatever. This is not right either. You remember the parables that Christ mentioned about there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. He didn't care about anybody. He just did whatever pleases him. This is a very bad state. And I hope we'll not get to that point in our life that we don't care about fearing our Lord. These people also, they don't care about fearing any authority. Maybe a child at home, he doesn't fear his parents. maybe a student in the university, he doesn't fear the professor, or even somebody in the congregation doesn't fear authority, doesn't fear Abuna or the Sunday school teacher, or and this creates so many problems and can bring us to sin right away. So does fear of the Lord belong only to the Old Testament? What do you think? Does it belong only to the Old Testament, or also it is mentioned in the New Testament? Remember, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So God doesn't change, we change, he doesn't change. So it doesn't belong only to the Old Testament, no. Also, in St. James, it mentions that the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning, أَبِلْ أَنْوَارِ الَّذِي لَيْسَ عِنْدُ تَغْيِيرٌ وَلَا زَلْ دَوَرَانٌ. رَبِّنَا مَا بِيَتْغَيَّرْشُ. God doesn't change, we change. So if there was fear of the Lord in the Old Testament, there must be fear also in Christianity as well. As a matter of fact, focus with me on what our Lord Christ said about the fear of God. And I say to you, my friends, he was talking to the apostle and he's talking to us today, and he calls us our friends. See how loving our God is. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that they have no more than they can do. But I will show you whom you should fear. Let me ask the young folks here, count me with me, how many times the Lord mentioned fear in this paragraph? But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him. How many times? Four? Sounds correct. Four times the Lord mentions the word fear in this passage. So there is fear in God. St. Peter says, and if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one word, conduct yourself throughout the time of your stay here in fear. In fear. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ تَدْعُونَ أَبَا الَّذِي يَحْكُمْ بِغِيرْ مُحَبَاهِ حَسَبْ عَمَلْ كُلُّ وَاحِدْ فَسِيرُوا زَمَانْ غُرْبَتْكُمْ بخوف. بخوف. St. Peter also says, when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear, ملاحظين سيرتكم الطاهرة بخوف. He was talking to the women, that women has to also live their life in the fear of the Lord. St. Paul didn't say only fear, but he said with trembling, fear and trembling. Listen, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. تَمِّمُوا خَلَاصَكُمْ بُخُوف وَرِعْدَ. So St. Peter was very kind. He mentioned only the word fear. St. Paul went one extra step, trembling. Perfecting holiness in the fear of God, also St. Paul. مُكَمِّلِينِ قَدَسَ فِي خُوفَ اللَّهِ. So there is so much mentioned about fear also in the New Testament. The fear of the Lord. One strong example about the fear of the Lord, you know what happened in Acts about Hananiah and Sapphira? You remember the story? Ananias and Sapphira, when they brought the monies that they got from selling their land and their belongings, they didn't bring the whole money, they kept some to themselves. And then St. Peter told them, well, you know, you lied to God, not to us, and you lied to the Holy Spirit, and they dropped dead. What happens then? great fear came upon all the church and upon all who heard these things. صار خوف عظيم على جميع الكنيسة وعلى جميع الذين سمعوا بذلك. As it was, you know, in the early church, so the church will learn from the beginning that you cannot lie to the Holy Spirit. You cannot lie to God. In Matthew, our Lord Jesus says, "And even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." This is very scary, to think that we'll be thrown into the fire if we don't bear fruits. Then the second part says the fear of the Lord is for our own good, for our own good. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him. That was in Psalm of David. وزع عين الرب على خائفي الراجين رحمته. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him. ملاك الرب حول كل خائفي. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. So it is for our own good. Having the fear of the Lord is for our own good. And let's just focus on Jeremiah. Jeremiah says, "They shall be my people." God is talking here. "They shall be my people, and I will be their God. Then I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever." Fear me forever, not just in the Old Testament. Forever. "For the good of them," for their good, "fearing the Lord, and their children after them, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from doing them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, so that they will not depart from me. Yes, I will rejoice over them to do them good." God will be so happy to do so much goodness for us, because we fear him. So fearing the Lord is for our own good. Say, well, Jeremiah, that was in the Old Testament. What about Revelation? St. John in Revelation says, "Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice," the angel saying, "fear God and give glory to him." خاف الله وأعطوه مجدا. And you remember when our Lord was on the cross and the thief on his left hand was blaspheming and saying bad things about Christ. What about the other thief on his right hand? He rebuked him, saying, "Do you not even fear God that you are talking this way? Do you not even fear God?" So what are the causes of fearing God? Besides, it is for our own good to fear him. First of all, we fear that we may fall in sin, which is a good thing, because sin is so close, and even when we think that we are strong, we may fall right then. "For she cast down many wounded, and all who were slain by her were very strong men. طرحت كثيرين جرحى وكل قتلاها أقوياء. Do not be haughty, but fear." لا تستكبر بل خف. And so many verses about fearing the Lord so we'll not fall in sin. St. Peter says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Ishu washaru. St. Paul, the wonderful apostle, who more he wrote in the New Testament than anybody else, who performed so many miracles because of his purity, he says, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. St. Paul, you are afraid of being disqualified? Yes. So that's why he was really watching himself very close, so he will not fall in sin. أقمع جسدي وأستعبده حتى بعدما كرست للآخرين لا أصير أنا نفسي مرفوضا. Another cause of fearing the Lord is fear of being found. When we commit sin so nobody can see us. But we carry the fear of being found by somebody. Usually sin is committed in secrecy, in darkness. But there is nothing covered will not be revealed and hidden that will not be known. ليس مكتوم لن يستعلن ولا خفي لن يعرف. And another reason for being afraid of being punished or afraid of the consequences of sin. And we'll talk more about that when we get close to the end. What can be the consequences of not fearing the Lord and sinning? One of the saints said, I fear three things. Pay attention, one of the saints, not anybody, one of the saints said, I fear three things. The first one I fear is when my soul departs from my body, when I say goodbye and this is the end of my life. The second one, when I stand in front of the fair judge, في يوم المحاكمة, لما أكون واقف قدام الرب وهو بيحاكمني. And the third fear is when the judgment is pronounced on me, لما الحكم يتقال عليا. So I fear three things when I depart from this world. Second one is when I stand in front of the fair judge. The last one is when the judgment is pronounced on me. Fear of the Lord is for our goodness, for our good. And the one who fears God is careful not to sin, but the one who doesn't fear God will sin very easily. So, what are the benefits of fearing the Lord? If you are not convinced by now that fearing the Lord is one of the great virtues, hopefully when we talk about the 10 benefits, that's not all the benefits, I just got 10 of those. So the first one, when we fear the Lord, we obey Him. نسمع كلامه ونسمع اللي مكتوب في الإنجيل ونمشي بوصاياه. We obey Him. Second one, fearing the Lord put like a boundary or a fence around us. And you hear nowadays about boundaries, how important to have boundaries in our life. Here I stop. And here you begin. So there are boundaries. And there must be boundaries in our spiritual life as well. How they can I do this? Remember Joseph? When he was pushed to the end in order to sin, what did he say? How they can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? He was fearing the Lord. He felt that the Lord is with him at all the time. all the time he was, the Lord is right there with him. So how can he do something so terrible and upset God? كيف أصنع هذا الشر العظيم وأخطئ إلى الله؟ Third one, the fear of God make us careful about our spirituality, and we take seriously our spirituality and be faithful in it. And as St. Paul says, therefore let him who thinks he stand take heed lest he fall. So easy to fall. And you remember also the parables that our Lord mentioned. He said, well done, good and faithful servant. You are faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the glory of your Lord. Being faithful in our spiritual life, in the little things, like, you know, you get up in the morning, you say your prayer in the morning before even you go to work. Take your lunch time. You can find maybe 5 minutes and read a small passage in the Bible and lift your heart to the Lord. And even during the day, you can say, you know, these short prayers. Lord, have mercy on me. I am the sinner. All this really count. Being faithful, being faithful. And it doesn't have to be in big things, just in little things, and the Lord pay attention to that. I remember when I was living in North Carolina before I moved to Texas, my mother was living with me at the time. And you know how wonderful our mothers. So she kept the house just spectacularly clean, that even when we have some people visiting, they say we can eat out of the floor of your kitchen because it's so clean. Just being faithful about little stuff. So whatever the Lord is giving you, say from service or even from things you do at home, just do it with all your heart. And God pay attention to that. Another benefit is the fear of God teaches us how to talk to God. Let me remind you just by Abraham. Abraham was Khalil Allah. He was like a friend to God. And when God was about to demolish and burn Sodom, then Abraham answered and said, indeed now I who am but dust. Abraham telling the Lord, I am only dust and ashes, have taken it upon myself to speak to the Lord. See, Abraham speaking to the Lord, he was like a friend to him, but then he told him, I am dust and ashes. Abraham has the fear of God in his heart. In Malachi, we read, a son honors his father and a servant his master. If then I am the father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my reverence? God is speaking, says the Lord of hosts. الابن يكرم أباه والعبد يكرم سيده فإن كنت أنا أبا فأين كرامتي وإن كنت سيدا فأين هبتي. Another benefit of fearing the Lord, it makes us very humble. And just remember the Pharisees and the tax collector. The tax collector came inside the temple to pray, and he was standing at the end. He didn't even move forward. He couldn't even raise his eyes up. He looked down. Tax collector standing afar off would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And the Lord interpret and say, I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. لا يشاء أن يرفع عينيه نحو السماء وقف من بعيد قرع على صدره قائلا اللهم ارحمني أنا الخاطي. So this is how fear of the Lord makes us so humble. Another benefit of fearing the Lord, it makes us check ourselves if we are pleasing the Lord. We keep checking on our spiritual life. Are we really pleasing the Lord? Is He happy with us? Another benefit is repentance. When we fear the Lord, we tend to check our life and go and confess and repent. Saint Macarius the Great says, my friend, judge yourself before they judge you. Another fear is it leads us to have purity of heart. Be holy, for I am holy. Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. And the last two benefits, fear of God will lead us to communicate more with the Lord, make us pray more. Remember what happened to Saint Peter when he was walking on the water. He started fearing. So he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried out saying, Lord, save me. That's why people who are oppressed, you know, like, you know, our wonderful, if you still have family in Egypt or friends or so, under oppression, they pray more. When we have an easy life, we tend to forget the Lord, unfortunately. But I think, you know, nowadays there is trouble all over the world, so maybe the Lord is trying to remind us that we need to seek Him more and pray more. And the last benefit, the fear of God will lead us to treat well our neighbor. When we fear the Lord, we tend to be merciful. So blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And also will not judge. When we fear the Lord, it's not our place to judge others, because He is the only fair judge, our Lord. So let's focus now on the proverb here of Solomon that says, the fear of the Lord prolongs days, but the years of the wicked will be shortened. How true is this? Let's just pay a little bit time on this verse. Sin has very destructive effects on health and life. And there is no question about that, and I will give you plenty of proofs to show us that sin is so destructive. One of the destruction is physical illness. Just imagine with me somebody who is alcoholic, drink heavy every day. I remember a newly wedded wife called me and told me, I think my husband has a problem. And he finally called me too, and I talked to both of them. And he said, yeah, sometimes he drinks a little bit more. He goes to the bar and drinks a little bit more, but he agreed with her that he came a few nights drunk. And when he drinks so heavy, he says stuff that he doesn't remember the next day. So definitely, he has an alcoholic problem, no question about it. What alcoholism can do, it can ruin the liver and it shortens the life. That's for a fact. That's an example of what sin can do to us, not fearing the Lord. Same thing about drug abuse. I remember I treated someone when I was in North Carolina also. He was schizophrenic, psychotic. You know, this is really a bad, bad illness. But when I checked his life story, sure enough, when he was a teenager, he abused heavy drugs that caused damage and permanent damage in his brain. And he was finally able, with some medication, to work just little jobs to support himself. And his parents were very wealthy. And I cannot tell you more about the sexually transmitted diseases. And I just give you a list, a long list of it. I will not go through the names, but it is right in front of you, including HIV positive, AIDS, and so on, that can be destructive to life and take people early on in their life. And some of those diseases cannot be treated. So that's what sin can cause, physical illness. And some of this physical illness shortens the life. What about something we call psychosomatic disorder? Psycho, نفسية, somatic, عضوية. معنى كده إن مرض عضوي بس بسبب ناحية نفسية. Psychosomatic. Example of that, some skin disorder like eczema, psoriasis, rashes. Some bowel problem, irritable bowel syndrome, ulcerative colitis. Those illnesses are true illness, are physical, but also they are either caused or they get worse when the person is struggling with some stress. Tension headaches, hypertension, heart palpitation, diabetes. You know, diabetes is a physical problem. But when the person gets very sad or upset, it raises the blood sugar. The same thing for high blood pressure. When the person gets upset, it raises the blood pressure. So those are psychosomatic disorder. There was a research done, a paper was published about the impact of spirituality or religiosity on mortality. Is there a relationship between people who are spiritual or religious and how long they live? And they had been so many papers written about this subject dated back to at least 130 years. So many published papers about this. Is there relationship between spirituality, religiosity, and increasing lifespan? And they found that there is 18% reduction in mortality among people who are spiritual and religious. So yes, fearing the Lord and being spiritual, it prolongs the days for a fact. As Solomon says this billions long time ago. And they found also that spirituality, it gives you protection, like people who tend to be more vegetarian in their diet, eating vegetables and fruits, which is good for your body. So they found that spirituality is more effective than going for screening for cancer of the colon, or it is more effective than using airbag in your car, and it is equivalent to taking aspirin. You know, aspirin, they say if you take just baby aspirin every day, can protect your heart. They say that also spirituality, it is more effective than that baby aspirin. So the question is, how come you tell us that fearing the Lord prolonged the days, and when we look to history, there are very big saints who lived very short life? One of them is Saint Abanoub, and I'm sure you know a lot more about people who lived a short life, like Abuna Bishoy of Alexandria. He died early on, and so many examples. So how can we answer this question? Those saints' life was more fruitful than many old people who didn't have any spiritual fruit. So although it was only a few years, but it was very fruitful life in front of our Lord. The measure of God is not how many years we live, but how much we do for Him. That's the measure. And sometimes God gives long life for sinners as a way to give them a chance to repent. People who died early on and they were not spiritual, like Alexander the Great, he died at age 32. Everybody knows about him. Napoleon, everybody knows about Napoleon, is taught in history for our kids. He died at age 52, young. And then the last part is, fear of God precedes the love and continues with it. Ra's al-hikmah, makhafat al-Rabb, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the question is, what does it really mean to love the Lord? What does it mean? John answers this by what Christ taught us: if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. If we keep the commandments of the Lord, we abide in his love. So love is not just something emotional, which is fine, but it had to be shown on your hands and your arms and your actions and deeds. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandment, and his commandments are not burdensome. And نحفظ وصايا وصايا ليست ثقيلة. Whoever has been born of God does not sin. And of course, you know, the greatest commandment in the law is to love the Lord from all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Saint Anthony says, as light, when it enters into a dark house, forces the darkness out of it, so it is the fear of God forces out all ignorance and teaches man all the virtues and wisdom. So Saint Anthony believed in the fear of the Lord, but then later on, he said, because I love God, so this love forces fear out. So when we get to that place in our spiritual life, that we love the Lord so much that we don't want to disappoint him, then this fear is not as intense. Saint John also says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love cast out fear. So when your love is so perfect, then you can say, I don't fear the Lord, like Saint Anthony says. But this is a long way to get to that point. And I hope we can reach it before our time to depart. So let's just remember this say, we can lose our love to God by sins, but the fear of God bring us back to his love. The fear of God will bring us back to loving him again. And now I'm ending with this wonderful picture that I do love, is our loving Lord embrace us when we get back to Him. And we don't have to wait to that time, but we can live in His love now, and He's embracing every one of you. May the Lord bless our life and teach us how to fear Him so we can reach the perfect love, to love Him not just from our heart, but also in our actions and deeds. Glory be to God forever. Amen.